In a sprawling five-hour debate, House members argued over how best to spend the money of Kentucky taxpayers.
Mr. Speaker, this is an important budget, and I think anyone who votes yes on this budget today can feel good about that vote.
That's Democratic House Budget Chair Rick Rand. He sponsored a last-minute substitute to the budget that counteracted a slew of Republican amendments, including one from GOP Representative Joe Fisher that would repeal the state's Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act and defund Kentucky's health insurance exchange, Connect.
You neglected to talk about the Affordable Care Act exchange or the expansion of Medicaid. Is that in this floor amendment?
Rand acknowledged that there were Medicaid funds in the bill, but then went a step further.
We know what this is all about, Mr. Speaker. It's to hold up this budget bill. It's to have us debate on issues that really have no effect on what we're doing here today. Mr. Speaker, it is a Washington-style politics that's brought right here to Kentucky that we don't deserve, Mr. Speaker. I think it's designed to stop the budget process.
I'll take that as a yes.
Although Fisher's amendment was defeated, it sparked a broader conversation about the federal health care law and essentially framed the debate as such. A vote for the budget bill is a vote for Obamacare. House Republican floor leader Jeff Hoover told his colleagues as much, saying that the legislature never had the chance to discuss the Affordable Care Act because it was implemented by the governor.
We don't agree with Obamacare, and we want to know what House Democrats think about it.
Democratic Representative Mary Lou Marzian, a retired nurse, was more than happy to offer her thoughts.
Is it perfect? No. But we have expanded Medicaid in this state to people that have never had an opportunity to get to the physician or to get to a nurse practitioner or to get their medications.
Another defeated Republican amendment was Representative Stan Lee's provision to force the state attorney general's office to pay for an appeal of a federal ruling overturning the state's ban on same-sex marriage, which Attorney General Jack Conway has declined to take part in.
No matter how you feel and what your position is on the marriage amendment, I think we all should agree that the attorney general has a duty to defend all of the laws, including the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
In matters concerning the budget itself, Representative Jim Wayne took issue with a provision that would charge students in the Kentucky Community and Technical College system an $8 per credit hour fee that would pay for campus construction projects. He says it unfairly taxes students and is a symptom of a broken tax code.
Until we face the reality that we have to have an adequate, fair, a flexible tax system that's going to pump money into our state, increase the investment we as a government make in our people, we will continue this downward spiral.
When the smoke finally cleared, the measure passed along largely partisan lines by a 53-46 vote, with a few Democrats voting against it and one member not voting due to an absence. As the chamber began emptying out after the vote, House Speaker Greg Stumbo addressed the play by Republicans to make the budget process a referendum on Democratic policy.
Budget bill is too important to Kentucky to play partisan politics with, and you saw them try to play partisan politics with it today. And I hope that their brethren, that the Senate will not act that way.
November is much closer than it seems. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.